On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
Welcome, 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 people out there in podcast land. This is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And this bit we call is called Rapid Fire, where Danny and I fire questions at each other, three of each, and try to get them all. Play along at home. Danny, are you ready?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Some of these are hard. Some of these are super tough.
Oh, boy.
So let's start out with an easy one. Number one, which actress starred in three Aerosmith videos with other than Liv Tyler? And this was during their 80s, 90s era. What was the name of that actress? Do you remember?
I was going to say Liv Tyler.
And that was the other girl in the video. It was a little blonde.
Yeah. Shoot.
Do you remember her name?
I can't remember the name.
I'll give you three actresses' names and see if you can guess which one it is. Was it Heather Graham, Alicia Silverstone, or Drew Barrymore?
Alicia Silverstone.
Correct.
Yeah, I knew. I remember the face. I just couldn't remember the name.
And what does she do now? Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Do you know who knows?
No.
He would know what she's doing now, but I don't know.
I don't know. Unless she's delivering pizza in Delaware, I wouldn't know what she does.
She drives an Uber.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. Who knows? He knows.
All right, question number one for you.
Not her. Me, right?
Okay. Oh, she will not answer this question.
Okay.
Nazareth's hit, Love Hurts, was first recorded by who?
Ooh, yeah, I knew it was a cover, but damn, I have no idea. Can you give me what year or era that song came out before?
Yeah, it was mid-60s, and it was not this band's biggest hit.
But it was a band I've heard of?
Yeah, it was a band that had a very big hit that had a resurgence. This band had a resurgence in the 80s with when their biggest song was in another movie.
Good Lord. Oh, 60s band.
Duo. Love.
What?
It's a duo.
It's a duo?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Sonny and Cher. I'm going to try another one. Simon and Garfunkel?
Nope.
Oh,
no.
How about the Righteous Brothers?
Oh, you're close.
Oh, God. The Andrews Sisters?
Nope.
There were three of them, I think. It's
the Everly Brothers.
Oh, my God. Everly Brothers really did Love Hurts?
Yep.
I've never heard that.
It wasn't written by the Everly Brothers, but they did it first.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I gotta seek that one out and check it out. It's probably not as good as Nazareth's version, though.
Nah, Nazareth has a pretty good version. A little more rocking.
Okay. Damn, learned something new today.
There you go. You're done for the day.
Yeah, I can go to sleep. And I think it's your turn, isn't it? No, it's my turn.
The Nazareth
question. What the hell's wrong with me? Okay, here we go. Question number two. What country singer sings co-lead vocals on Def Leppard's 2008 song, Nine Lives? Do you have any clue or do you need some hints?
It was a guy, right?
Yeah, it's a male country singer.
Is it Kenny Chesney?
Nope.
Um, Oh, is it that guy on The Voice?
Who's that guy in The Voice?
Yeah, the guy in The Voice.
It's not him, though. that's you're thinking of Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you four names, and you see if you can guess which one. Is it Tim McGraw, Garth Brooks, Hank Williams Jr., or Jason Aldean?
I'm going to say Garth Brooks.
That would be wrong.
Oh.
It was Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, really?
Rocking with Def Leppard.
See, I figured it might be Garth Brooks because he's a self-professed Kiss fan and all that, so.
Yeah, and Hank Williams Jr. also is kind of a rockin' country guy, so it could have been those two, but yeah.
All right, then. Well, now I learned something new today.
There you go. See, we're both growing as humans.
All right, question number two for you. Dana Strum has played in which bands? There are three.
Three bands that Dana Strum has been in. Well, I know two of them. One, let me see. It would be Slaughter.
Yep.
Vinnie Vincent Invasion.
Yep.
And not a freaking clue who the other one is.
I guess he'd be considered a backing band for this artist.
Oh, so he was in somebody's, was it Danny Spanos or something like that?
No.
Nope. No, I have no clue.
He was in, or he still is in, the Vince Neil band.
Oh, that's right. Currently, yes, he is in the Vince Neil band. Yep. You are correct. And he has recorded with them. I should have known that. I was thinking of bands before Vinnie Vincent. Boy, I really screwed that one up.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, well. What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to give you a hard question. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. Question number three. Nikki Sixx wrote a song for his grandmother that appears on the Girls, Girls, Girls video. Oh, excuse me, album. Is it on that? I don't think it's on that album. Well, scratch the album, but it's a Motley Crue song. Wrote a song for his grandmother. What's the name of the song, which happens to be his grandmother's name?
Oh, man.
Starts with an N. It's an instrumental.
I can't even think. Nancy.
Close. It's Nona.
Nona, oh man.
Yeah,
I don't even think I know that song.
Yeah, it's a pretty short song, and I think there are some lyrics, but they just repeat themselves over and over again. But yeah, I guess his grandmother died and he wrote that in her honor. So Nona.
Okay.
They won't be playing that live ever. So.
Well, they're supposed to be retired, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Until they get a nice cash offer, then they'll be back.
Right.
So let's
see. And they raise Mick Mars from the dead.
He's alive?
That's what they tell us.
Yeah, poor guy. I feel bad for him. Okay. He's got that disease.
Yeah, that's awful. All right, question number three for you. What is Riot's biggest selling album?
Well, I don't know what their biggest selling album is, but I know what their best album is. Is it Fire Down Under?
That is correct.
Yeah, it's awesome. Everybody should own that one.
Oh, that's one of the five classics that everybody should have.
And if you don't own it and you're listening to this show, go out and buy it. Riot, Fire Down Under. Amazing.
Buy that and Montrose's first album.
Actually, you know, yeah, they just came out with I think that just got remastered.
I did it.
The first two Montrose just got remastered. So nice. You might be looking in your Dropbox here in a couple of days, and you might see it.
Nice. Sweet.
Yes.
All right, cool.
I had no idea it was coming out, but yeah. Seems like everybody's remastering all the old stuff to, you know, get the MP, the 128 MP3 sound is okay, but the 320 is much better.
I've gotten some remastered albums, and they don't really sound so much better to me. It's like, oh, I got to go buy this new version of an album I already have. You know, I haven't heard anything yet that's making me think that.
Yeah, most of the time it's just a little louder.
Well, I can make it louder.
Yeah, I know, but I think that's I think there's only one remix and remaster that I listened to that was significantly better, and that's Triumph's Greatest Hits, because they went in and retooled it. and you can hear everything in it now. So just try to find that version of it. It's so much better than it. That's the only one I've ever heard that's significantly different.
I wish they'd go back and redo some Twisted Sister, because there are some that I really like the song. It's just I can't get past the sound.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Who knows?
But I'll talk to you next time I see him.
Yeah. Okay. You do that. I think he lives out here now. Oh, he lives in Vegas now. He did live out here, but everybody moves to Vegas. But Twisted Sister did that thing where they re-recorded their best-selling album, and the re-recording sucked compared to the original. So.
Yeah, they didn't have me involved, so couldn't have been that much different.
There you go. They should have called. They screwed up.
Yeah. They know my number.
Yeah, it's 555-1212.
That's right.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day, and can be heard on iTunes, Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
Now it's time to cover this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen out there, we're going to do a little cover this where I play a cover song and you have to guess the name of the artist, the name of the song, and the band or artist who's covering it. Some of these are extremely easy softballs and some are pretty difficult. So, Danny, you ready so far?
I think so.
Okay, so go ahead and play the first cover.
All right, here we go.
All right, Danny, you heard the cover. So who is the original artist and what's the name of the song?
That is Walk by Pantera.
Correct. So now who is doing the cover?
Was it Avenged Sevenfold?
You are correct. That was an easy one, wasn't it?
Not too bad. He's got a pretty distinctive voice, but that's an awesome song.
Yep, that was recorded in 2008. Yeah, I dig that cover. That's pretty close to the original, though.
Yeah, they didn't really make it too much their own.
Yeah, so there's your softball cover for this week.
All right.
So since you got mine so easily, all right, I get to listen to the one you sent me.
All right, well, go ahead.
All right, let's check this out. All right, I'm not sure, so. Okay, is it the original artist, The Doors?
That is correct.
And there's a song called Roadhouse Blues.
Yes, it is.
Okay, now that was the kind of easy part. Now, I have no idea who that was, so I have to take a guess first before I get some clues. I'm going to say that is George Thorogood.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
This was released back in the mid-70s.
This cover was from the mid-70s.
Yes.
All right. Anything else you can tell me?
It's a 70s-based band.
It's a band from the 70s, and I've heard of this band, right?
Yes, you have. We've talked about it on this show before.
Okay, 70s band that recorded this song. God, I have no idea. Aerosmith?
That is incorrect.
Ugh. All right, give me another clue.
When we talked about it before, the leader was pissed because the record company changed the name of the band.
Ah, is this Mahogany Rush or Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush?
That is correct.
All right. Yeah, I'd have never got that in a million years.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
Yeah, those were all released on Rock Candy Records recently, the Frank Marino stuff. I got to listen to them because I was never a fan back in the day.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. I mean, I you know, 70s hard rock. What do you can't go too wrong.
Yeah, some people swear by them. I guess Frank Marino was pretty influential, but I didn't get it. So maybe the second time around, I'll have to check that stuff out.
Yep.
So if you like what you heard from that, go to Rock Candy Records and go buy Frank Marino stuff or anything you hear on the show. Go ahead and buy it on iTunes or Google Play or whatever.
You're listening to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show.
All right, everybody out there, it's time for a segment we call Intellectual Poetry, where we try to stump each other with some lyrics. No melody, no tunes, no beat, just lyrics. So, Mark, you have to guess the name of the song and the artist based solely on the lyrics. Are you ready?
I'm totally doomed.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. This one's not so bad, though, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Well, we were getting ready just the other night when a knock on the dressing room door gave way to a leather jacket little girl who we'd never seen before. Any ideas?
Sounds like a nursery rhyme or a story, a bedtime story. God, I'm... Is it the Starland Vocal Band?
No!
That is incorrect. This was released in 1980.
Okay.
It's a band you know and have seen, I'm sure, at least, well, you and I saw them together, so okay. I know you've seen them. In her red satin dress and her high-heeled shoes, she took us all by surprise, and when she asked us what we wanted to do, she said it with her eyes. And I can't go on from there because that's the chorus.
I'm going to guess, since we saw this band, it's a Cheap Trick.
That is incorrect, but not a bad guess.
Oh, good, because that was a total guess.
Okay, this was on their debut album.
All right, 1980 debut album. I don't have a freaking clue who this is.
Okay.
Is it an American band?
No.
Okay.
English band.
English band, okay.
All right, so here we go. Well, when we finally took the stage, there she was, but she wasn't on her own because she brought some friends, maybe five or six. Yeah, she must have been on the phone. And when they started dancing and jumping around, well, we couldn't believe our eyes because they got the whole damn audience rocking and they got us paralyzed.
Oh, wow. You said this was an easy one? I don't have a freaking clue.
See, that's why this is such a hard segment. Oh, but
80 debut album. Pretenders?
No.
Oh.
It's a band that we like a lot.
Okay, and apparently I don't like them that much because I have no idea who this is. Well, give me the chorus. Maybe I'll get it then.
All right. Okay, well, she said it with her eyes, just get your rocks off. Whoa. Just get your rocks off.
Is it Def Leppard?
That is correct.
Yes, okay. Wow.
Some of these I pick because I can't believe that these are actually a song. Because they just talk about, okay, this girl came to the dressing room door, knocked on it, then came back with a bunch of friends in the front row. And that's a song.
Yeah, we should have been songwriters. We screwed up.
Yeah, I opened my garage and I couldn't believe it. There was a breeze outside and it came in and it cooled my whole garage. And I walked outside and got in my car and then I drove to work. There's a song.
Yeah, and then have a killer chorus with it, and you're good to go.
Right.
Driving on down the 5 freeway. Something like that, I don't know.
5-5-5.
Yeah, okay, well, damn it. I know the song, yeah.
Yeah, you do. We saw him play it.
Yep, good tune from the first album. When Def Leppard was almost a metal band.
Almost.
Yep. Okay, so, sir, that was a good one. So I'm going to give you one. I know you know this song, and I know you know the band, but will you get it on the lyrics alone? Here it goes. Checkmate, honey. Beat you at your own damn game. No dice, honey. I'm living on an astral plane. Feet's on the ground, and your head's going down the drain. Any clue?
I know those first lyrics.
Yeah, because if I say the next line, you'd get it right away. So I
is it Poison?
It is not Poison. All right, your first clue is this song came out in 1977.
Oh.
It's a decade off. Okay, the next, I'm going to drop a couple of lyrics so I don't give away the chorus. In Indian summer, Carrie was all over the floor. She was a wet net winner and rarely ever left the store. She'd sing and dance all night and wrong all the right out of me. Any clue?
Is it Cheap Trick?
It is not Cheap Trick, but same record label. All right, this is an American band. The song came out in 77, and they were pretty big in 77.
Okay,
here we go. Hi-ho, Silver. We're singing all your cowboy songs. Oh, you told Carrie, and you promised her you wouldn't be long. Heads I win, tails you lose. Lord, it's such a crime. No dice, honey. You're the salt, and you're the queen of the brine. Checkmate, honey. You're the only one who's got to choose. And I say the next line, it gives you the song title.
Is it Thin Lizzy?
It is not Thin Lizzy. Ooh. Okay.
This
is a five-piece band, American band. Song came out in 77. They still tour. And here we go. I'm going to give you the last group of lyrics from the song. You'll probably get it. Checkmate. Don't be late. Take another pull. That's right, impossible. When you gotta be to, when you got to be yourself, you're the boss of the toss. The dice, the price. Grab yourself a slice. Know where to draw the line.
Oh, jeez. Aerosmith.
Yep. And
now I hear the book. Checkmate, baby.
See, yeah.
Oh, man.
You didn't give us the song title yet, though.
Draw the line.
You are correct. You got it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a song you've heard probably 1,000 times.
Exactly. People out there going, what the hell? God!
Either they're thinking, man, this is a great game, or these guys are total douches.
Are they special?
Sometimes, yes. Now, kids out there, when you get past 50, sometimes you're going to have these senior moments, and they happen more frequently, so be ready for them.
Be ready.
Hard Rock and Trivia Show t-shirts can now be purchased online for men, women, and children in all sizes and colors. Please visit teepublic.com and search the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. That's spelled TEE public.com.